Why does what's in it for the Canadian government to have this meeting in Toronto? These meetings should be on islands.
Well, let's be very clear. The government is just happy to conform to the wishes of the Queen, who really runs the country and who was running the whole. These are the true. I think if you look at the money spent on security, and you look at the shroud of secrecy, these are the true rulers of the earth. These are the people who really make it. And it's not just Obama and Sarkozy and little Timmy Geithner and Merkel. No, it's the bankers who are up there because they're all talking about finances and how they're going to screw everybody. $1 billion. it slays me. And Obama came bearing gifts. He had a huge gift. I got to play this for you. So amidst all of the oil spill cam coverage, Thursday night legislators, United States legislators, stayed up for 19 hours of nonstop negotiations to pass what I am calling the Federal Reserve Empowerment Act, or what the president is calling protecting the little guy. But essentially, everything is now rolled up, and I've read the bill. Now, of course, we have to go through the two have to come together now. Now the House and the Senate have both passed it, and then they go into committee, right, John?
Yeah, and then they come out with the real bill.
Right. So, but every single step of the way, it's the Board of Governors, the Board of Governors, the Board of Governors. The Board of Governors, it refers to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, which is a private institution of banks. It is not an official arm of the U.S. government. They will now be providing oversight over the banks. And it just kills me when I see that. It's like, okay, the bankers will regulate the bankers. It's perfect. So here's our president announcing how happy he is and how happy he is to take this news up to the global elite in Toronto. This is coming from the BBC, this particular clip.
We are poised to pass the toughest financial reforms since the ones we created in the aftermath of the Great Depression. Early this morning, the House and Senate reached an agreement on a set of Wall Street reforms.
Is that even true? Didn't we have all kinds of really good reforms after the Great Depression?
Yeah, but they were all taken out.
But we passed them. It's just they were taken out.
Clinton took a lot of them out. And, you know, Bush finished the job.
Right. And now Obama is setting
putting
up
them back.
Yeah. No. He's setting up the Federal Reserve to really run the show, which is what they always wanted.
That represents 90% of what I proposed when I took up this fight.
Someone should look at that. That's this fight. This fight. Thanks, fighter.
Now, let me be clear.
Shut up, slaves. Listen, here it comes. Here comes the lie.
Our economic growth and prosperity depend on a strong, robust financial sector. And I will continue to do what I can to foster and support a dynamic private sector.
Uh-huh.
But we've all seen what happens when there's inadequate oversight and insufficient transparency on Wall Street.
Right.
The reforms making their way through Congress.
There's some amazing stuff in here. It's going to blow your mind, John.
Hold Wall Street accountable so we can help prevent another financial crisis like the one that we're still recovering from. We'll put in place the toughest consumer financial protections in our history while creating an independent agency to enforce them. Through this agency, we'll combine under one roof the consumer protection functions that currently are divided among half a dozen different agencies.
So this is under one roof. That roof is the roof of the Federal Reserve. It's absolutely true. Go look at the bill.
Now there will be one agency whose sole job will be to look out for you.
You, little people.
Credit card companies will no longer be able to mislead you with pages and pages of fine print.
No, that's because they're going to shut down. I'm very worried about our bank, John. They're going to shut down every single small community and state bank. That's what this is all about. The credit card companies, yeah. They're going to shut everybody down.
You will no longer be subject to all kinds of hidden fees and penalties or the predatory practices of unscrupulous lenders.
Ooh.
Instead, we'll make sure that credit card companies and mortgage companies play by the rules. You'll be empowered with easy-to-understand forms so you know what you're agreeing to.
So you can get in debt easy. Easy to get in debt.
You'll have the clear and concise information you need to make financial decisions that are best for you. And
wouldn't it be great if he said, "We got some great ways for you to save"? Wouldn't it?
There's no savings involved in this,
no,
you can tell.
No, but it would be great. But no, instead it's like, we're going to help you get in debt easier. It's
yeah, we're going to help you get in debt. We're going to simplify the form. There's not going to be any more hidden charges.
Just put your ex here. Yeah, put your ex here, slave. This will be good. Debt.
Family. Wall Street reform will also strengthen our economy in a number of other ways.
Stand by.
We'll make our financial system more transparent by bringing the kinds of complex deals that help trigger this crisis, like trades in a $600 trillion derivatives market.
Now, did you hear that? $600 trillion derivatives market. No wonder they had to scramble this to save
this. What are we doing this show for? We should have been in that market.
$600 trillion. So that's what they're all so freaked out about. If that really started to unwind, like with AIG, I mean, can you imagine? Then every institution is broke in 1 second. $600 trillion.
That's the reason for saving them.
And this is...
Yeah, $600 trillion. The number keeps floating around. I am actually stunned that he'd be so stupid to drop that number out there.
No.
Which would freak most people out.
It freaks me out.
But it seems, I guess, nobody pays much attention to Obama. And nobody paid it, because I don't remember anybody saying anything.
We talked about it being about $100 trillion at least.
Not 600 trillion. We talked about
100 trillion. I think we talked about, but 600 trillion. This is it. They're so blatant now. This is the transparency. It's like,
when are they going to get to the quadrillion? Is that the next number? I think so.
It's got to be after 600 trillion. Yeah, when you get to a thousand trillion is a quadrillion, right?
I'm not sure.
But see,
we're headed toward it.
We don't even flinch at a billion anymore for some cops. And some burning cars.
And some overtime.
It's a billion. If people can't fathom how much money that is. It's outrageous.
Into the light of day. We'll enact the Volcker rule to make sure that banks protected by the safety net of the FDIC can engage in risky trades for their own profit. And we'll create what's called a resolution authority to help wind down firms whose collapse would threaten our entire financial system.
This, I think, that right there is... unbelievable. So in other words, you can just go ahead, start a financial company, and if you mess it up, the government's going to unwind it for you. Don't worry. Isn't that, what do you call that? What's the phrase?
Bailing out.
No, yeah, but...
Fixing.
No, yeah, those are all correct. But, you know, it's not the moral hazard, the...
There is no moral hazard, apparently.
No, but he's basically saying, if you have a bank, you can do whatever you want. Don't worry about it, because if it goes wrong, then the government's going to bail you out. We'll unwind it. Other word for bailing out. That's unbelievable that he's just coming out and saying this stuff.
No longer will we have companies that are, quote unquote, too big to fail.
Exactly, because we'll just unwind them.
Because they're not big enough.
Yeah, they're not going to fail. We'll just... It's bail, not fail.
An economic recovery act, health insurance reform, education reform, and we are now on the brink of passing Wall Street reform.
Great.
And I like the fact that he said health insurance reform once again after passing Obamacare.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
This weekend, I'll work with other nations not only to coordinate our financial reform efforts, but to promote global economic growth while ensuring that each nation can pursue a path that is sustainable for its own public finances.
Right. There you go. In other words, we're gonna screw the whole world, and we're going to set it up there in Toronto. And I'm coming with my gift. My gift is, we're ready, boys. We've got our central bank running the show. How about you?
The main forum for international economic cooperation. The G20 is the right place to discuss such
issues.
That's
right. Yeah, it is.
And over the last few days, I hope we can build on our past progress and strengthen the global economy for a long time to come.
It's fantastic. There's no shame anymore. We'll just go and say, hey, we're screwing you. Let's have a beer.
This is disconcerting to me.
It should be.
Well, I mean, because we don't have any... I don't see any stabilization taking place in the economy whatsoever. There's no new jobs being created. Uh-uh. In fact, as we mentioned earlier in the show already, the whole jobs meme, they had to drop it because they were getting nowhere. So they're trying to, you know, de-emphasize even discussing jobs. It's not about jobs. It's about stabilizing the bankers so they can, you know, stay on their yachts or whatever they do with their money. They get lots of extra money and it doesn't go back to the public. It doesn't do much for the real estate market. And so everything's stagnating except, you know, China, which is handling it a little differently. And we're paying no attention to anything we tell them, which is probably a good thing. And it's just that it brings up the fact that Harry Dent, one of the stock pickers that we talk about on the Dvorak Horowitz show, has predicted that in August the whole economy is going to go into the toilet and we're starting a 10-year depression, which is actually, this is the 10-year depression cycle, which should have begun in 2009, and they've been putting it off, but all they're doing now is making the situation worse with all this.